Hello, everybody, and welcome to Productivity Book Group's author interview series, which brings discussion participants, readers, and listeners of the podcast into contact with new and interesting productivity books and their authors. I'll be interviewing authors like today that we have read or will be reading here on Productivity Book Group and other authors that I find worth sharing with you all. These podcast interviews are injected between our normal discussion format episodes that are monthly, and they are published here also on Productivity Book Group. I have the joy and pleasure of having on the show with me Eric Fisher, author of Ready, Aim, Fire, and host of the popular podcast Beyond the To-Do List. So welcome to Productivity Book Group, Eric.
Hey, Ray. Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Actually, before we got started, I was saying to you that I got a chance to go meet Mike Vardy in Washington, D.C., and it's always funny that you know, sort of productivity folks in various parts of the country, but you actually don't get to meet them. So this is probably the first time we're getting a chance to actually talk one-to-one, you know, not in sort of a group setting or in a chat or something else like that. So that's really
good. Yeah, definitely. It's always good to be able to have non-linear, non-linear conversation. Anyway.
And always about productivity. Which is just fantastic for me. You know, it's my addiction.
Totally.
So tell listeners a little bit about yourself. You know, maybe something unique about yourself we don't know. But for those who don't know who Eric Fisher is and have not yet, for some reason, been exposed to Beyond the To-Do List podcast, tell us a little bit about yourself and the podcast, and we'll go from there.
Sure. Well, my name's Eric Fisher. I am going on 38 years old. I am, again, host of Beyond the To-Do List, a podcast that is itself going on 4 years. It's about 3.5 right now, and has been a passion project of mine to talk with awesome people who are doing work and then bring it back around to productivity. And so being able to get that, you know, those deep dive discussions with those people is really my goal there, so that I learn and then the listeners learn as well. Other things that about me maybe people don't know: I am social media manager at Social Media Examiner. That is an online site where people can learn how to use social media for business. Let's see, what else? I like bacon. And I like hot sauce, and my favorite band is U2. I don't know how much further to go.
There we go. That's great. That's more than I knew about you. So I feel a little bit closer to you today now, Eric. So I'm just really curious about, you know, obviously it's sort of an extension for most people who are doing something as public as a podcast like yours, and I'm sort of curious about two things as we sort of make our way forward. One is that you're part of the Noodle MX network, and I'm sort of curious, as a podcaster myself, you know, I have a little tiny podcast, ProdPod, and it's the podcast of productivity lessons in 2 minutes or less, and so my job is to just condense productivity principles into as short a period of time as possible. So, you know, I'm not part of a network, but I'm curious, you know, you're joining. What sort of led you to join the network? Was it the support? What's the experience been like for you as part of a network? I'm just sort of curious about that.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, the owner, Daniel J. Lewis, of the mm-hmm. Noodle Mix Network, he and I have been friends since, gosh, 2007. Something like that. So prior to my show, this solo show of Beyond the To-Do List. So when he saw that I had launched it and that it kind of fit within the niche of his network that I think at the time maybe had 2 or 3 shows on it, maybe 3 or 4, something like that, he extended a hand. And honestly, I said, you know what? I'd be glad to, because he knows so much more about podcasting than I do. And I knew he would be able to help me with back-end stuff inside WordPress and get my site looking nice and shiny and functional as well. And so I joined for the support. I joined for the camaraderie. And I know that for a fact, the 2 times that I've been – is it 2 times? I think it's been 2 times. Anyway, yes, that my show has been nominated for a podcast award has been due to the fact that it was the community – push behind the network that got my show into that limelight, So I was very appreciative.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations again on the nominations and all that other stuff. I mean, it's been really phenomenal to watch your show, to be listening to your show, but also to be watching the success of it. So, you know, it's really, really great from one productivityist, to use Mike Vardy's term, to another. You know, congratulations.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
So what I wanted to talk to you today, you know, was about you being an author, not being a podcaster. And so I just wanted to talk about this series that you're writing, and you're writing that with James Woods. And so tell us a little bit about why you chose to write this series, Ready, Aim, Fire being the first of that series. Tell us a little bit about the series, a little bit about the book, and your collaboration with James.
Sure. Well, yeah, James... Well, I call him Jim. Anyway, Jim and I, we go back to, let's see, probably 2012, somewhere in there. We met online and then in person at a John Acuff conference in Nashville. It was a small little conference, like 100 to 200 people, something like that. And so we kept in touch, and, you know, we were all about hustling and productivity and doing good work. And I already had the show. He was a blogger, still is actually. And a couple, you know, maybe 6 to 7 months later, we got to talking. We were comparing notes. We had seen one or two people have some decent success on Amazon with a self-published ebook. And we thought, you know, we could do that. Well, I was visiting Nashville for a few different things, and he and I met up, and we started comparing notes, and we thought, well, hey, I was thinking about writing something. Oh, me too. Really, what about? And then we kind of saw that there was enough overlap there. And so as time went on, we realized of all the different things we wanted to talk about, it would be best to break them out into a couple different books. And so by doing that, it gave each book more of a focus. And so the first one was very much a macro level thinking book, but then a drill down to practical everyday change and that being possible. And then the second one was more about focus and energy and time, those resources. And then the third one, which isn't out yet, is all about choosing which tools to use. And, you know, as we got to thinking about it, we were talking about, you know, the metaphor of hitting the mark, that you would execute and complete. And we pictured, you know, the target, the bow and the arrow, and the archer. And so far, you know, the first one kind of has to do with the target. The second one has to more to do with the archer. The third one then, and again, to bring up his name, Mike Vardy, said, oh, okay, so the third one's about the bow and the arrow, the tools, right? And I was like, yes. So he saw right through it. But yeah, so that was the premise. That was where we headed with that.
Fantastic, fantastic. So the book is the first book is formatted with some higher level stuff, and then you have this sort of interesting format that you've decided to do with the book, and I'm sort of curious about people's experiences that you've maybe heard from and so on and so forth. So tell us a little about the format, because it's a sort of a day by day kind of thing that people have to go through as they are planning and preparing, you know, to make inroads or progress toward a goal.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that and what you sort of heard from people as they've experienced that. I'm really curious.
Yeah, we heard a lot of great feedback, and it's written in a format where you can pick up and read one new section every single day for the duration of a month. Now, that's not to say, and even up front we say, you can either sit down and read this thing all the way straight through in about 2 hours, or you can sit and do it a little bit at a time every day, and you have both those options. Or third option is to do the full sit down read through first and then do the daily. And by doing that, I actually prefer that one. Having read out loud the book enough times to record the audiobook version, doing it all at once is great. And then breaking it down and really taking your time with each of the individualized daily, you know, thoughts and tasks. We sort of give homework. You're going to get further in your actions with that.
That makes total sense. You know, I really like that concept because I, you know, as I think about all the various, you know, training materials and everything else like that in the productivity world, you know, most often than not, they come in two sort of flavors. One, which is, you know, here goes a workbook and here goes the 1x1, 2, 3 step type of thing. And then there's the, other side, which is more, you know, philosophy, you know, and not very much in terms of actionable material coming from it. And I think there's probably some authors out there who have blended the two really well. But I think, you know, the book is done with sort of that front end piece with sort of a methodical, here goes some thoughts, but here goes actions with it that you can do in very, very small chunks, you know, for those small wins. And I really appreciated that about the book. And so kudos to both you and Jim. I'm curious about any other aspects of the second book that you wanted to talk about, Hit the Mark. Is that a similar focus? Is that a similar format and sort of what people should expect in that book?
Yeah, it's not exactly the same format, although you could do it that way. It's not designed that way as specifically as the first one was. It's more broken out into the three aspects of it, which are, again, to boost your focus, to find more time or manage your time better, and then also managing your energy. So time, energy, and focus. And we just felt like, you know, you could have really great, you could come out of book one with these really awesome goals and really even broken down steps in terms of what it's going to take you to achieve those goals. But then let's move on into the working on those goals, like checking off those tasks that are part of the projects that will then achieve you those goals. How can you yourself work better? And that's where we went with that. And so that's the focus. So it is broken up into three. And again, and there's a lot of overlap in between how time and energy and focus all cross over each other. But we've broken it into those three specific topics.
You know, I'm a huge fan of focus, habit, and motivation, you know, and within motivation, I am a sort of a specialist in the area of accountability. So, but I mean, I always start off with focus. You know, if you can't control attention, you can't control anything in your life. And, you know, and so it makes a lot of sense. So I appreciate that. So I always like to ask, you know, authors that we have on the interview series is, what's one book or perhaps an author that's influenced you and that you would recommend to other readers?
Interesting. I think that, honestly, one of the things that I, you know, in terms of reading, in terms of people that I enjoy reading, I guess I would say, I really do, and I mentioned his name already, I really do enjoy reading John Acuff because of his real life stories mixed in to practical, like he crafts his, you know, business type lessons in humor and practicality in terms of his, again, attaching them to real life, like experiences that he's had. And so one, he's just dang funny. Two, the lessons just hit home further because of that. And because they're mixed with his own personal experience. So, yeah, I mean, half the time when I'm writing out loud / writing things for, you know, podcast notes and things like that, I am trying to think of ways that humanize it and not just, you know, leave it sterile. Like, this is a list. Here's how you do a list. Here's, you know, so humanizing it and making it work well. He's probably my favorite easy to read, consume, you know, author, I guess, these days.
Fantastic. Well, I'll be sure to put a link to him in the show notes so folks can find John Acuff and his work. So that's fantastic. So I appreciate that. So how can folks learn more about you, keep up to date with Beyond the To-Do List podcast, all of that fun stuff? How can they keep in touch with Eric Fisher?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, I would say check out the awesome conversations that I'm having over on beyondthetodolist.com. I've had a number of really great productivity people lately. And ongoing, for that matter. And then after that, I would go to twitter.com/Eric with a K, the letter J, F-I-S-H-E-R.
I'll make sure to put a link to both of those in the show notes as well. So so thank you. That's really fantastic. Yeah, you have had, you know, David Allen on, and you've had many other fantastic people on the podcast. So all good things to find on Beyond the To-Do List with some great conversations. Anything else you wanted to share with listeners before we close out?
No, I just, you know, hey, if you enjoy learning and getting better with productivity, then, you know, I hope my show is for you. You should check it out. And you know, it's a book group, so you should definitely check out the books.
Fantastic. So that was Eric Fisher, author of Ready, Aim, Fire, and several other books, and also the podcast host of Beyond the To-Do List podcast for Productivity Book Group's author interview series. Thanks so much, Eric, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Eric Fisher, author of Ready, Aim, Fire, and hopefully many more books for Productivity Book Group author interview series. Just a couple of quick announcements. We've reached the end of this author interview, but the fun doesn't stop there. First, if you don't know, we host quarterly live discussions of personal productivity books, just like the one we just discussed with Eric. You're invited, of course, so simply head over to productivitybookgroup.org and visit the upcoming books page for full details. It has all the dates for the year and even a handy Google Calendar that you can subscribe to that will put the events automatically into your calendar. Also, there on productivitybookgroup.org, you will also find all past book discussions, summary reviews, and author interviews under episodes, in case you can't find a Productivity Book Group episode in your podcast app. Next, directions on how to follow or subscribe Productivity Book Group is on the website. And if you use Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or another podcast app, please take a few minutes to rate and review us there. It helps expand our readership and brings new readers and book club members into the fold. So thank you for spreading the word to help other productivity book lovers find us. Finally, we have a free digital community where we discuss the books we're reading. You can access it on the web as well as via Android and iOS apps, and we're very excited to have you join us there. So please visit productivitybookgroup.org/community, and you will be taken to the new digital community to join. So see you there. Thanks again to Eric Fisher from Beyond the To-Do List podcast for joining me, and to you for listening to Productivity Book Group. With that, I'm Ray Sidney Smith, and here's to your productive life.